Vor über 100 Jahren haben die Australier das erste Mal anonyme Informationen mit dem Amt für Statistik, kurz ABS, geteilt, um so die Politik zu unterstützen, damit diese einfacher für die Zukunft des Landes planen kann. 2016 passiert das Ganze größtenteils online. Zudem verlangt das ABS nun auch den Namen und die Adresse bei der Zensusbefragung anzugeben. Doch viele Datenschutzgruppen befürchten einen Verlust der Privatsphäre. Dr. Roger Clark ist Mitglied des Gremiums der Australischen Datenschutzstiftung.
They're now proposing that they are going to keep the identities of individuals. Variously, they've said forever. Then they backed off and said, oh, only for 4 years, although we can't actually believe them, but they've said that they'll only keep names and addresses connected to the data for 4 years now. Complete breach of trust, complete change in the whole basis of what a census is about, and people are upset about that.
Der Leiter des Zensus, Dukan Young, betont, dass kein Grund zur Besorgnis besteht. Die Organisation hätte 100 Jahre Erfahrung darin, private Daten geheim zu halten.
In the census, we've always collected names and addresses as part of a census. However, what we do straight after the census is we remove the names and addresses from all of the other information on the census form and store them separately. And we don't give anyone access to be able to access both the names or the addresses and the other data on the form. But the data from a form becomes anonymous. That's the data that we use for making statistics and it's the data that researchers can access.
Die australischen Grünen sind nicht überzeugt von der Sicherheit der Daten. Sie starteten die Kampagne Sichert unseren Zensus mit der Aufforderung an Schatzmeister Scott Morrison, die Entscheidung, Namen und Adresse zu verlangen, rückgängig zu machen. Grünen-Vorsitzender Scott Ludlam befürchtet ansonsten eine Verfälschung der Zensusergebnisse 2016.
I think it does increase the likelihood of boycotts, either overt ones or subtle personal ones, where people just refuse to fill stuff out. And that begins to corrupt the database. It begins to effectively compromise the material that's being collected that policymakers all around the country find enormously valuable. So I think it's a risk that the ABS is running that's absolutely unnecessary. They don't need to be taking this risk.
Außerdem glaubt er, die Öffentlichkeit misstraut der Online-Sicherheit. Der Staat hätte aufgrund von Vorfällen in der letzten Zeit das Vertrauen vieler verloren.
We've seen really high-profile hacks of very well-resourced corporations and government departments, for that matter. The Immigration Department, let's not forget, inadvertently compromised more than 9,000 asylum seekers, people fleeing in some instances from police states and authoritarian regimes. You know, nobody is immune. I mean, the fact is if this material hadn't been collected and identifiable in the first place, then that makes the risk that much lower.
Dukan Young vom ABS hingegen ist überzeugt von der Sicherheit der persönlichen Daten. Sie seien vor Übergriffen und Hackern geschützt.
We use encryption technologies to make sure that the data is encrypted, and so only the ABS has the keys to unencrypt the data. And we have many layers of security. So we have physical security, so all the data and computers are kept in a secure site. We have layers of technology security, so the best software and processes in place to protect the data. We implement the best practice security mechanisms for government, and we do a range of testing of those mechanisms to make sure that they're robust.
Dr. Roger Clark von der Australischen Datenschutzstiftung betonte, dass es viele Beispiele im Laufe der Geschichte gegeben hat, in denen genau diese persönlichen Daten gegen die zivile Bevölkerung eingesetzt wurde. All dies geschah unter dem Deckmantel der nationalen Sicherheit.
One of the reasons that there are very few Jews left in the Netherlands is that data was kept about racial background and ethnic background and religious affiliations, and the Nazis gained access to that data when they invaded the Netherlands. There's the standard story in the United States at the beginning of World War II when the census data was raided, breaching all laws in order to identify people of Japanese descent so that they could all be thrown into concentration camps.
Dr. Clark hatte selbst über 45 Jahre in der IT-Sicherheitsindustrie gearbeitet. Er weiß, dass die größte Gefahr für die persönlichen Daten vom ABS selbst ausgeht.
The threat model that I think most people ought to be concerned about is actually the government and the ABS itself. The ABS has that data, and if the ABS chooses to abuse that data by retaining personal identities associated with the data, and by distributing that data, and by utilizing that data to know more about individuals and to study individuals rather than just producing statistics, then ABS is the biggest threat, and the ABS has already got the data. So I think the public's got a lot of reason to be concerned.
Das ABS betont immer wieder die Sicherheit der Daten und wie wichtig korrekte Angaben sind. Scott Ludlam findet trotzdem, dass die Bevölkerung die Wahl haben sollte, ob sie ihren Namen und ihre Adresse angeben wollen.
Well, people can opt out of Facebook. You can't get prosecuted for not using Facebook. That's very different from the government saying you have a legal obligation to provide your name, address, your religion, your marital status, how much you earn, basically all these extraordinary, very fine-grained personal information, and that you can be fined, prosecuted, potentially sent to jail for not doing that. The general privacy principle that should apply here is that the ABS shouldn't be collecting more material than they absolutely need.
Über 65% der australischen Haushalte sollen die Zensusbefragung am 9. August online durchführen. Viele Datenschutzgruppen rufen jedoch zum Boykott auf. Es sieht so aus, als müsste sich der Zensus 2016 seiner bislang größten Herausforderung stellen.